AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Looking for a tractor that's as versatile as it is powerful? Check out the John Deere 2R Series Compact Tractor. This month only at Prairieland Partners, get a $2,350 bonus when you purchase two implements. Plus, take advantage of huge cash savings. Get more done on your property with the right tools and save in the process. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com. Offer ends August 31st, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairieland Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 21st of August. Steamy start to the day, partly cloudy and 76 degrees on our way to 105 with heat index readings nearing 111 and 112 here today, so proceed with the necessary heat precautions here today. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Deb Fuller, and to talk about random acts of patriotism, which is really not that far away. Deb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a great day. Really foggy, but it's a great day other than that.
Well, thanks for joining us here today, Deb. How are things getting set up now here for random acts of patriotism less than a month out?
Getting everybody lined up with what to do and where to do it, and getting things like an event created and sent out to get the word out that we're doing this again. This is the 22nd anniversary of the terrorist attack and the 21st year that we've been out on the bridge.
Yeah, let's talk about what random acts of patriotism entails, Deb.
Most of you from this area or that have been around know that every year since 2002, at the exit 160 on I-35, which is the Melbourne exit, it's between Vito and Ottawa. The overpass is lined with flags. There's usually a fire truck, an ambulance. There's the Lebo lumberyard brings out a great big boom, and there's a flag you can literally see for over a mile away. It's that big. And they're out there from sunup to sundown. There's banners and a porta potty, and that's about all that's out there. So, you know, if you come stay 5 minutes, 5 hours, whatever your schedule will allow, it's suggested you bring lawn chairs, your own snacks and drinks, because it's been hot, it's been cold, it's been wet. But rain or shine, these guys are out there every year.
Deb, we've talked an awful lot about really the reason for it, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the impact that it's had on drivers that do not know that this is in place here in just a second. But I wanted to ask you about the planning side of things and, you know, the coordination that's needed now to bring that equipment and bring everything else on site here for September 11th.
You know, when you've done something so long, you just do it. You don't really think about it. You know, everybody kind of knows what they're doing. I make sure that the Patriot Guard riders' trailers out there with all the flags, so you don't have to worry about bringing the flag. We have plenty for everybody to use. Make sure that I coordinate with the guys over from the Melbourne area for them to come get it. They do most of all of the hard work. They just say, hey, can you call the radio station and talk to them? So I have the easy part. They do all the physical work of getting the flags up and down, and they contact the lumberyard and the porta potty people, and you know, they do all of that kind of stuff. I just have it pretty easy. I just show up and create and get it out there on social media and get with you guys. And I believe they did put an ad in the shopper that'll be coming out closer to that time this year as well.
Well, talk about some of the reactions you get from travelers on the interstate.
I mean, it's just, you have to be there to really experience it. I know Chuck and Tegan have both been out there and they've got to see it. The honking, the people, some of them stand up in the the moon roofs, taking pictures, the waving. You know, once in a while there's a wave we don't like, but, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. The people stopping, you know, it's been long enough now. There's a whole generation that was born after this happened. So it's not quite as, you know, September 11th is September 11th. They may not equate it with 9/11. There's always a few that stop, even though there's banners and stuff. And you can see the look on their face when they realize what day it is. And, you know, that they even had to ask, well, what's going on? You know, and you tell them, well, you know, we're remembering all those that died on this date. And they just kind of, their head sinks and their eyes close and they go, oh, it is 9/11. You know, like I said, there's a whole generation that don't, that was born after, and it kind of helps them. We've had people from all over the United States that have stopped in and expressed where they were that day and what it means to them to be out in the middle of nowhere and see this display. It's just, you really have to be there to experience it.
On the education side, Deb, it sounds like this is, in talking with you and some of the other organizers, it seems like this has kind of evolved into part of the underlying reason behind Random Acts of Patriotism now. Is that kind of the way it seems like it's been? Because it doesn't sound like this was initially anything that was really thought of as maybe being needed back when this got started 20 years ago.
Well, you know, it started out to just keep their memories alive. And, you know, we do have one school that brings out students in a bus pretty much every year. And, you know, it's good to see the younger kids get involved in something. And, you know, they have classes, you know, before they come out that week, they talk about it and do history things and stuff. So it's good to know that the schools are still touching on this subject.
All right, so when do you get started on September 11th, Deb?
Oh, we've been on it already.
I mean, what time of the day do you start?
It's sun up to sundown.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Okay, and then
Everybody is welcome. You know, you don't just come on out. We've had every kind of vehicle, and I think we've even had horses one year that came out. Everybody's welcome. Like I said, it's a good idea to bring sunscreen, drinks, snacks, something to sit on, and just stay as long as your schedule will allow.
Outstanding. Well, it's another wonderful effort here by you and all the other organizers, Deb, and looking forward to getting you back on our airwaves here shortly before 9/11 as a reminder here in just a little bit, another couple of weeks from now.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you helping us get the word out.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you, Deb.
Deb Fuller with the Patriot Guard and Random Acts of Patriotism coming up September 11th.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we are, I think the only one we have left is Friday here at 7.